Hi, my name is Bruce Holland, and it's my privilege to ask Debbie Chin, Chief Executive of Standards New Zealand, to share her advice with others aspiring to be Chief Executives.
For me, and in my style, it's about working with people,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not a dictatorial leader mm-hmm. in the sense, and or autocratic.
Mm-hmm.
I prefer to bring people along and harness the potential of individuals and of teams. So I'm not afraid to make decisions,
mm-hmm.
and but I think I genuinely believe that the power of achieving what you want to do is when people believe it's the right thing, and they want to do it as well. I mean, that's how you get the passion out of people, and I think you maximise, hopefully you get the 120% out of people. You know, for me, for somebody like me who's come into an organisation, there is a core set of values in Standards New Zealand where people genuinely believe that we are contributing to the betterment of New Zealanders.
Mm.
And so in an organisation like this, we need to understand that, yes, we're genuinely here to mm-hmm. advance the cause of New Zealanders, improve
mm-hmm.
the quality of life,
mm-hmm.
but we have to operate in a business-like way.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have to go out there and generate business mm-hmm. like any other
mm-hmm.
Private enterprise.
And in your experience, do people get as excited about that bottom line as they were about the public good you're talking about here? Because you've got a bottom line and a public good here.
So, I mean, I've worked in both private sector and public sector organisations, and personally, I find it's easier to ignite passions where... there is a public good, but having it not, even though people might have the passion,
mm-hmm.
it's also harder to manage.
As
a manager and leader, because people become advocates rather than managers or leaders mm-hmm. for the business.
So they won't take it lying down, sort of thing.
They
stand up for what they believe and.
And that may not all... So they may have personal beliefs
mm-hmm.
which don't align with the organisation's expectations and strategies
mm-hmm.
or with the government of the day's strategies and expectations.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always that tension when you've got somebody who's really passionate.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you... You know, when you're leading and managing people, the challenge is... harness and maximise that person's passion, but be able to manage the risk that comes with overstepping that passion because it doesn't align with it.
Which is probably why a lot of people say it's so much easier to manage.
It is.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. I have to say it's a lot easier to manage because you can be very single-minded. You get much better clarity of decision-making.